blood has paid the price. I am the man.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
There is a major difference between a word of faith church and a not word of faith church. I don't know if you're all aware of that truth, but that's why I've been giving books away. I'm going to give some stuff away tonight so that you can grow in Christ. And it's important that you hear and listen to the right kind of teaching. There is a right kind of teaching. You know, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That means I can divide it correctly, and I can read it and understand it correctly, or I can be deceived. And that's why it's important to listen to people that are word of faith people, because we preach on the finished work of the cross. It's not going to be finished. It is finished. He's not coming back to heal something. It is healed. He's not coming back to make you prosperous. You are prosperous. He's not coming back to save you. When you receive Him, you are saved. And that's the difference. And you can hear it in people's speech. You can hear it in their voice, in their words. You can hear when people say, I'm gonna, it's gonna happen. And they're putting it off into a future place. That's not faith. Faith is now. It's happened. I walk in it. And that's why we're seeing people coming out of the hospitals that really didn't look good for them. Because right now, they speak in the word of faith. They're speaking the truth. They're releasing their own spirit-filled words into the atmosphere. And God made a promise. He said in Jeremiah 1:12, He said, I will watch over my word to perform it. He didn't say, I'll watch over a word that's not mine to perform it. When you say, I'm going to get sick, that's not God's word. I'm going to get healed, that's not His word. What is His word? I am healed. You are healed. You were healed. Now when you say it His way, He watches over it to perform it. And that's why God can say, my word will never return void. His word won't return void, but yours can if you're not lined up with His. Come on. There is a major difference. It's a big difference. And it can be the difference between life and death. It can be the difference between victory and defeat. It can be the difference between prosperity and broke. Amen. Come on. Peace and joy and wisdom and knowledge. There is a difference. So it's vitally, vitally important to keep looking into the mirror of God's word. Why do we say that? Today I'm calling this title, Digging Out Your Stopped Up Wells. Excuse me. Digging Out Your Stopped Up Wells. There's many Christians today that are not experienced victory. And we got to come in because the enemy comes in and he fills the wells with dirt. But there is a way to unstop the well. Can you say amen? In Genesis 26, we read about how God greatly prospered Isaac. He prospered Isaac in a great way. But the blessings experienced were not received without challenges. There are challenges. That's why the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. There is a challenge. To get the victory, he said, what you bound will be bound, what you loose will be loosed. To get the victory, I've got to release, I've got to have faith in Him, the finished work, and release that faith and act in faith. Are you with me? And so there was a challenge to Isaac to getting blessed. Genesis 26, 15. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells. If the devil can get your last penny out of your pocket, if he can make you sicker than a sick, if he can get you into misery, if he can get you, he will stop up every well. You think that he's going to say, okay, I've put a sickness on you. I've managed to convince you that you're sick now and you're speaking it. That's good. I'll leave you alone now. No, he's saying, now I want your money as well. And then he'll say, now I want your marriage. I don't think the devil gives up. I just want to tell you, as a Word of Faith people, there are no, write this down, there are no timeouts. It's not like you're playing a football game and timeout, we're going to pull aside and get our mindset together again. And there are no timeouts. Because the minute you take a timeout, he whacks you. He will thump you on the side of the head. And if he can take your last of whatever it is, he'll take it. And if he could kill you, he would. Do you think he's being nice to you, letting you off? No. No. You got to keep speaking, keep believing, keep talking out of your mouth, and keep walking in faith. And that's why to come to this church, we want you to locate your own self. Locate where you're at by what you say, what you do, and how you're living. Because he says, as a man thinks in his heart, he's going to live that way. And he also says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you can hear the words out of a person, you can see their lifestyle, and you can locate yourself. Well, you know, I've been tithing and giving, but I'm still not seeing the prosperity in my life. Okay, then don't examine God. Examine yourself. Come on. And if you're prepared to examine yourself and where you might be missing it, that's when God can get to working. Don't be one of those, I'm never wrong. That statement alone is the biggest lie on the planet. I used to be a never wrong person. How many of you were never wrong? You know what I'm talking about? You knew everything, right? You knew it all. You knew more than your parents till you got to the age of 25 or 30. Then you say, wow, my parents knew a lot. Is that not the truth? And so in Genesis 26, it says, now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, and they filled them with earth. Isn't that just like the enemy? Isn't that just, I mean, imagine, a well was life-giving. The well, you needed the well for your livestock. You needed the well for your own life. You needed the well for your families and friends. You needed the well to survive and have a community, right? And he will come and block up a well so that you will die in every single area of your life. That's just like the enemy. And some churches today and some religions today are saying there's no devil. Well, then Jesus lied. And he lied a lot. Did he not? Because he spoke about him. How much? A ton, right? And did the Bible not say that Jesus is not a man that he should lie and that he cannot tell a lie? So who's telling the lie when they say there's no devil? Jesus or the person saying it? And churches are now getting to that and they're saying it's a control mechanism in order to keep you in control. It's crazy, amen? And the devil desires to clog up every one of your resources and stop the flow of whatever it is that you need in your life. Did God not say out of your belly will flow rivers of living water? Well, what's he trying to do? He's trying to clog up those wells, those rivers of living water in your own life. So all the resources that you need for your life and your family and your children, he wants to stop them up. There's nothing new under the sun today. Let me tell you what, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but so is the devil. He ain't going to turn nice. He ain't going to do you no favors, am I right? When he can throw a lefty at you and you're looking the other way, he's going to throw it. Amen. And so his desire is to clog up all the resources and stop the flow of whatever it is you need in your life. If it's healing, he wants to clog that thing up. How? By deceptive words that you might have heard from a ministry, that you might have heard from your family, from a friend, from a pastor, from yourself, that God doesn't heal today. And that's how you'll clog up that well of healing. Oh, listen to me. Listen, I heard a word, and I've told this before, like 40 years ago. 40 years ago, I went for a checkup for insurance or something. I was going to another country. And you know what happened? The doctor came out and said, you're going to suffer with gout the rest of your life. I didn't even know what gout was. I still don't know, and I don't want to know. But he gave me a page of stuff that I could eat and what I couldn't eat. I threw it away. But do you know the first time I got a pain, 40 years later, in some part of my leg, sitting there doing nothing, I heard those words loud and clear, like I was in his office right then. So how does he clog up those wells? Well, God's not healing today. Or God only heals some, doesn't heal all of them. Not everybody. Now he's putting dirt in the well of truth, and he's blocking you from operating in the blessing. You got to get this. This is a difference, word of faith teaching and not. Hello? You see, I'm not going to say to you, okay, sirrah, sirrah, whatever will be, just go on through life and be happy. No, it's not. It doesn't work that way. It's what you bound, what you loose. It's what you say, it's how you operate. It's got everything to do with you. Because if it had everything to do with God, everyone would be saved. But people are not being saved. The Bible says he wants that not one person should lose their soul. Not one. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him. Right? But people are not believing in him. But he can't force them to change. He tries to woo them through love to change. But not everyone's saved. So if it was God's will for you to be prosperous and you're not prosperous, and we know it's his will for you to be prosperous, maybe you've got something to do with it. Now, some people don't like to hear that in a church. Pastor, how can you talk? Wait until I start talking about sex in the church. Because you should be learning it from a man of God or a woman of God, from the truth of God's word, rather than from Dr. Ruth. Or fool someone or the other, whoever these guys are. It's true. The issues of life we should learn in a church. I don't learn from TV and what these people are saying. Are you kidding me? You can't even watch golf nowadays. Even in golf, they showed an advertisement the other day. Two guys smooching. About threw up. Hello? You think this is a joke? I tell you what, this is serious times we're living in. And you better be serious about the word of God. And you better be serious about speaking life out of your mouth.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a word of faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available